This episode of The Date Podcast is sponsored by Bopsy. Meet up to six people over mobile video. It's video speed dating. Download Bopsy in the Google Play Store or iTunes. Check out Bopsy.com. Hey, this is Zorik.
And Emma.
Host of The Date Podcast. We're so excited to do another show for you today. We have a few thought-provoking topics we'd like to discuss. And Emma,
yes.
What is chivalry?
Ooh, it can be lots of things, can't it?
It can, and we'll find out what it is and figure it out in a few moments.
Fun. Yeah. But first, we'd like to ask for your help. We are a brand new podcast available on iTunes and Google Play. If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. Hopefully a wonderful review. Also, tell your friends about the podcast. We appreciate the feedback and support. If you have any questions, comments, or show topics that you'd like for us to discuss, you can drop us a note at hello@datepodcast.com or on @datepodcast on Instagram and Twitter.
Thank you, Emma. So now for the fun stuff. What's going on
today? Yes. All right. So, you know how much I love Game of Thrones.
Agreed.
And you know how sad I am that, like, I can't have any got right now.
Me too.
Oh,
so terrible.
Isn't it the worst waiting?
Yeah. Like, why do they make us wait for so long? I want to see it right now,
They knew that we would wait. They knew that they could come back at any time. And we would take them back.
Because we've waited like 7 years? Has it been 5, 6 years?
Oof, I don't know how long it's
been. It's been a long time. We've waited this long. And us fanatics like myself and Emma, we'll wait until forever.
Oh, basically. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, Game of Thrones.
Yes. Game of Thrones. HBO has decided to do a pilot for Game of Thrones. But it's going to be like... before Game of Thrones. It's gonna be like at the beginning.
Is it like a prequel?
Yes,
right?
Thank you. So it could be like the descent of the Golden Age of Heroes. It could be like how the White Walkers got started. Dragons everywhere. Like, how exciting is this?
I don't know about you, but I want more Jon Snow.
Oh yeah.
Let's hear
beautiful
about
a little
him.
Booty.
Yeah.
Mm.
Booty.
Yeah.
Is that all you can think about with Jon Snow, his booty in that scene?
Yeah, when he came, you know, spoiler alert.
When he came back.
When he came back from the dead, Zorik. And there was a shot of his little booty.
Mm. Okay. Baby got back, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm excited for that. I hope we'll find out soon what's going to happen.
Yeah, me too. So, I just hope that what's-his-face doesn't drag his feet, George R.R. Martin. Goodness.
Yeah, he needs to keep riding. Like,
yeah,
get him on the horse and keep running and never stop riding.
Oy.
Yeah, so...
I'm having withdrawals.
Okay, me too. So, chivalry.
Yes. Is it dead or is it alive?
Well, first of all, I'd like to get on the soapbox real quick because chivalry... is on every bio I read. Number one, it says female bio. Number one, it says travel, tacos, and they always say they want a man with chivalry. Emma, why the hoopla about chivalry?
You know, for me, it's definitely from a stereotypical, just like male, female roles in relationships, you know.
Yeah.
And and so for me, it's really like thinking about that. Like, okay, so if the expectation is for me to do XYZ, then the expectation that I have for a guy is to do XYZ, right?
Yeah.
But I also think that this can, you know, I think that with the way that things are now in our culture, it definitely like has evolved.
Yeah.
And I don't think that it's going to be as stereotypical as it was once before.
Okay, so I looked up chivalry.
Yes.
In Google, Mr. Google, my best friend.
I was gonna say Webster's Dictionary defines chivalry as.
Webster's is so like 1980, Emma. That is, no one uses Webster's anymore. Webster or Webster's?
Isn't it Webster's Dictionary?
I have no idea.
I think it's like Webster is the man. And he created the dictionary, and it's Webster's Dictionary.
Oh, okay. He owns it. Well, you know, Google, Mr. Yes. Googly says, chivalry.
What if Google's a girl? All right, I'm joking. There's no gender. Okay. It's gender fluid. Okay.
Chivalry is courteous behavior, especially that of men towards women.
Ooh.
So then I went to figure out what the heck is courteous behavior. And it means it's polite, respectful, or considerate in manner behavior. And what I got out of those two is that it's so freaking ambiguous. I still don't know what it is.
You know, okay, so for me, I think that chivalry is like I said, I think it's evolved in the way that our culture is set now. I think that one of the things that has changed so much is obviously like our clothing, right? We are a lot more relaxed in our dress than what we used to be.
Yeah.
And so for me, I see, if I were to think of like chivalry, you know, in the olden times, let's think of like the 1800s, early 1900s. Mm-hmm. It would be if you saw, you know, a woman that you recognized and you had a hat on, you would take your hat and greet her. You know, now like that's not something that most males wear.
Yeah. So should I curtsy in front of you? Is that being chivalrous?
No, but I think that chivalry can be like you and I are friends, obviously. So like, you know, when we like hug each other, when we see each other, you know, some cultures, like I grew up with like kissing on the cheek. That was perfectly okay. So, you know, like kind of like those warm regards, those common courtesies that are part of our culture.
Okay. If there's something in your teeth, is that... You know, identify.
Please tell me if I have something. Do I have something in my teeth? I did. I automatically checked. Well, we're friends. You should tell me this.
Okay.
And two, and I checked again.
Okay. Well, is it wiping? You have spaghetti all over your face when we're on our date. Is that wiping that off your face?
No. This is not Lady and a Tramp.
Okay.
No, I think, you know, I think that it's just kind of, because I think that both women and men, and we've had this conversation, can court each other. I think there's things that, you know, like females can do for men to court them and vice versa. So I think it's just kind of like treating each other very kindly, but then it becomes a pattern in the relationship. But, you know, when you're dating, it's mostly... you do it more to influence the other person, or not influence, attract the other person.
You be more chivalrous to attract another person.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, look at how Will Maynard I am.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and so I guess Emma solved the issue with what chivalry means.
How?
the solution is, you know, whenever someone says, I'm looking for someone, or they always say chivalry is dead. And
I disagree.
What they're saying is that... men aren't treating them respectfully, I think.
And, you know, like, I think that also falls into the fact that our culture, like, we view ourselves, like, if we're being, like, our millennials, like, view ourselves, like, who are single as, we're just, like, a hookup culture. We just, we're on apps just to, like, hook up, have sex.
We're not
really into relationships. Well, you and I are the outliers. Have we not declared that?
Okay. I do declare.
And so, you know, like, just terms in dating, like, if you're dating someone on Bumble, are you saying, I'm going on a date with him? Or do you say, I'm just hanging out? And I've noticed that the pattern has become, we're just hanging out instead of calling it dating, because if you call it a date, it just adds more pressure to it.
Expectation.
And yes. And I'm like, no, if you ask me out, it's a date. I'm calling it a date. Whether you disagree, I'm going to call it a date. And if we have multiple dates, I'm going to say we're dating, even if you don't think that.
Yeah, and that's a man's issue. I think he should really solidify the purpose.
Right.
Right, if we're hanging out, then we're hanging out. And maybe I'll invite some buddies. But if we're hanging out and I say it's a date, you better not bring buddies, because it's just you and me.
And I think that's like what brings up the whole like chivalry is dead like notion, is that, you know, unfortunately, it's both a cause and effect. It's both men and women who have allowed the pattern to be now. It's viewed more as a hookup culture, when in reality, it's probably not. And because of that, it makes us feel like in society as a whole, chivalry is dead compared to what our parents probably did, like had growing up.
No, I agree. And so we have two articles that we're going to inspire our banter.
Even more.
So chivalrous things guys should do on a first date by Sarah Kavila. And she talks about two different categories. One is good chivalry and the other is bad. So
which in reality can be my other interpretation of it is like good manners versus bad manners.
Yeah, true that, true that. Yeah. How to cook a steak and how not to cook a steak. No?
Yeah.
I'm hungry. Okay. So good chivalry means, number one, calling before the first day or date, I would say. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, this is something else that we've covered before in the past. And I'm so self-conscious about my voice. I want you to hear my voice before you meet me.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah, you agree. So I agree too. I try to give somebody a call. And plus, I want to know if there's some sort of connection too. I've been doing this anyway, regardless of if it was chivalrous or not. I think it helps the other person become a little bit more familiar and feel safer because we've talked on the phone. And, he seems sane, a sane person.
I like his voice. His voice sounds amazing.
And then what if his voice is terrible? What if he really talked like this? And he was like, hey, Emma.
Who is the actor that actually talks that way when he plays, he's a character? Oh, my gosh. He's in Brooklyn 911. He was in another movie with Jason Segel and Paul Rudd. Oh, my goodness. What's his name?
I don't know who you're talking about.
But, yeah, his characters involve him kind of talking like that. But in reality, his voice is really deep.
It's deep, like whoever. So guys, call before the first date. It says day here, but I would say call before the first date.
Yeah, I would say before the first date too. It doesn't have to be the day before.
And also it says here that it shows that you're excited, some sort of excitement, and your voice. It's comforting to hear someone else's voice. So there's a lot of good things that can come about. Mm-hmm. Just don't say too much.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe keep it short. Keep it enticing. Keep it I can't wait to hear more from this person. Because if the phone call becomes the first date, then what's the point of actually going out and meeting each other?
Okay.
Ring, don't ring, FaceTime.
Ring, 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 ring.
Oh, my God.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hello?
Hey, Emma. It's Zorik from Tinder. How are you doing?
Hey, Zorik. I'm good, thanks.
Cool.
What's going on?
I just want to confirm our date for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, 7 o'clock at blah, blah, blah?
No, at HD Supply.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where blah, blah, blah is. So have you had a good week?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, okay.
It's been a fun week. I totally look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Okay. I guess you're trying to hurry me off the phone, so I guess I'll go.
Oh, no, it's not bad, I promise.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk more. Tell me about yourself.
That would probably be my reaction, is like staring off into space, like,
What if it was like, so what are you going to wear tomorrow?
Are you asking so you know who I am?
Yeah, you know, I just want to make sure that we kind of wear the same attire and I know who you are as you're walking towards me.
Wait, does HG Supply have a dress code?
It does. Clothing. Okay, Emma, well, I'm so happy or excited to see you tomorrow.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks.
Awesome. Bye. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye. So that was like a nervous call, and you probably, Emma, would not go on a date tomorrow.
Wait, like I would be stood up, or like I would...
You would stand him up, probably.
Well, I mean, if he was asking for my clothing, are you asking because you're like...
What?
Like, already showing me your fetish, and I need to like warm up to that first.
Clothing fetish? My fetish is clothes. Okay. Number two, waiting to order your drink. I've been in situations where usually I'm early, like 15 minutes or 10 minutes early. So you have a choice. You can go to the bar.
Yep.
And just kind of wait. Mm-hmm. You can wait in your car, or you can wait up front, and maybe there's some benches in like the hostess area.
Right.
I agree with this. Don't order a drink if you're a man and if you're early, or a woman if you're early, because, you know, when you order a drink, your emotions and your tongue gets out of control sometimes.
Very true.
What if like you ordered like two drinks before he or she got there?
Ooh,
this is your first impression.
And you haven't eaten dinner yet.
Oh my gosh.
I don't care that men are like, can hold, and yes, scientifically, you guys can hold your liquor better than us. I don't care about that, but it's still going to make you sloppy.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. So like, I'm on number two, and you're on number one. Or, well, actually, I'm on my third one with your first one.
Do you?
So that's,
well,
not
am
good.
I still on number one? Maybe I had a little pre-drink cocktail before. The date, now I'm joking.
Yeah, tequila. And I, you know how people have told me that before? They're like, oh, I had a shot of tequila so I can, because she was like, she said she was apparently always nervous before first dates.
It's called anxiety medication. Look it up. Yeah. It's okay to take it.
Well, her anxiety medication is labeled Don Julio. So, and I don't think we had a second date there for that, but that was a while back. I've heard a lot of people do that. They have a beer at home, or they have a glass of wine before the date.
I mean, I can totally see, like, if you're sipping a glass of wine, because wine is the most sippable out of all the... For me, out of all the alcoholic beverages, it's the most sippable.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Do you disagree?
Very sippable.
I mean, some people can out there disagree. It's okay.
Yeah.
Here, can you? No? Can y'all hear my wine? No? Okay. And so, I mean, if you're getting a glass of, like, if, I think that's okay. If you need a cocktail before, like, sipping it slowly, but don't, like, down it down.
Yeah. Take your time. Maybe eat some peanuts at the bar.
Yeah. Or, like, eat a piece of bread.
Yeah.
You're getting ready. Yeah, I don't
right?
know.
Right,
yeah, let that soak it up.
That's totally a good thing to mm-hmm. do. And this is kind of extreme for what she says here, but it says here, the problem isn't that you should be ordering for her or paying for her, but to me it comes across as I'm here for the beer or wine or shot, not you. It's not actually about the drink. It's more about meeting the person, which I agree. It's about
meeting the person too.
But also, where you're waiting. Like,
I
what
don't
else am
read
I do?
It that way.
Oh,
I
do
don't.
You read it?
I read it as like you eat, like maybe I'm late or you got there too early and so you're just kind of doing it to kill time. But even if you're doing it just to kill time and if you had two drinks, that's two drinks more than what I've had. So with my two drink max on the first date, you're going to have four drinks when I have to have two.
You may not know that. It'll be a secret. But I will be stumbling and red like a lobster. Hey, Emma. Oh, you didn't even tell me what you're going to wear, but you look great.
Here I am.
So, okay, this is not covered here, but when you're sitting down, Emma, would you like to order your own drink or would you like to discuss the drinks and then the man order for you and then he order for himself? Or it doesn't matter?
Oh, I'm probably going to get a hate mail for this.
Okay.
I am totally the person that likes to discuss the drink.
Go ahead.
And then tell the guy what I want and then have him order it for me.
That's super old school, which is, I think that's a chivalrous thing to do.
It's a very chivalrous thing. Yeah. So anytime that, even with friends, even if I'm hanging out with like guy friends, I'm like, hey, I want this. Will you order it for me?
Is that what you do every time? I'm like, well, order yourself. You can speak.
No, okay. I mean, okay. I can speak.
Yes, you can. But I do that all the time. I do that with the drinks and mm-hmm. the food. So we kind of discuss what's the special, whatever. And then she tells me what she likes and drinks, and I order for both of us.
Yes.
So that's really old school. I don't even know where that came from, but...
I don't know. I like it. Like I said, I even do it with my guy friends. I'm like, order for me.
I'm trying to think the last time. It's been a while.
That we've like gone out and hung out, yeah.
Yeah, we just usually have wine at your place or while we're...
When recording. I'm hosting things.
Yeah, so... Okay, and the last good thing she says here to do is asking her to let you know she's got home okay. And I forget this sometimes. So, you know, at the end of the date when you're like... You're thinking about kissing or you're thinking about, does she like me? I think the last thing on my mind is saying, hey, just text me when you get home so I know you're home. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I do it probably half the time, but I should do it all the time, right? What are your thoughts on that?
I think organically this happens. So, you know, after a first date, if I've had a good time, I will text when I get home, like, hey, I had a really great time. Can't wait to, you know, meet up again or whatever.
Yeah. You know what's a really good sign is after the date, you guys keep texting. That's a really good sign. Or you guys get back on the phone. So
don't call me after the date, though.
No?
No. Like that? Let me sleep.
That's right. You're drunk. Just kidding.
No. After two drinks? No.
Okay. So, Emma,
Our listeners are going to think I'm like a lush.
Oh, yeah. You're what?
Like, I'm a lush. Like, I drink a lot.
Oh. I don't think you drink a lot.
Thank you.
You keep saying two drink maximum, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've
on set your...
On a first date. On the second, oh my gosh.
On the second, it's three.
It's Ooh. As many as, it's a buffet of wine. So, bad chivalry. One is making all the decisions. And she goes on to say that there's some women, or guys complain about women, and women always say that they don't care. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you get, or I don't care what I eat, or I don't care what I drink.
Oh, I care what I eat.
Yeah. I think most people care. I've never been in a situation where, whatever, what do you want to get? Like, I haven't been...
I mean, there's times where I'm not craving anything, but usually if I know, like, what restaurant we're going to pick, I'm probably going to look at the menu, and I'm going to be like, oh, this looks so good. Oh, yeah. This is going to be amazing. This is going to be a party in my mouth.
Oh, my, and everyone's coming.
Ew!
All right.
No.
You started the... I don't know. Number two. Insisting on picking the girl up.
No.
Why?
Safety.
Why?
I might get kidnapped. It's just a safety thing. Like, if it doesn't work out and there's, like, bad feelings involved...
Okay.
I don't want him to know where I live, so I would rather... Just meet him until I am comfortable, and then he can learn where I live.
Yeah, the first time is definitely not the best time for someone to pick you up.
I think this is something that happened more back in previous years when women didn't have cars, and the family probably knew who the guy was, and they knew that they were going on a date. And this was one of the things that was chivalrous back in the day. Again, like, we've evolved. This is not viewed that way anymore.
It was probably like an open horse and carriage.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone was pretty...
like, they knew where that buggy was going. And if they found that buggy on the side of the road, they needed to call the police.
And it took like an hour to get to dinner, right? Because he's going so slow.
Or like Downton Abbey, you know?
Like Downton Abbey. But they had cars there. Buggies.
Well, I'm not... Like, even in the 50s, I think this was okay.
Yeah. Maybe. I wasn't...
Because I think that... Well, yeah, we weren't born. But again, people knew who the people were dating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before you would just kind of meet somebody that's in your complex or in your neighborhood. So everyone knew their parents and the family lines and all that. So.
Or it was your aunt that set you up with her... You know, best friends, sisters, cousin.
Oh my gosh. But regardless, there's someone who knows somebody in that line that you're talking about. So this, she recommends, you know, meeting at a predetermined place, like a public place, which is always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it just shows you're a gentleman.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, there's no expectation, right? So, first of all, if the date goes bad, he turns out to be just this crazy person. He knows where you live. Not good. Okay. So, the last thing she talks about here is insisting on walking her to the car. And, you know, I offer most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And some people say no, some people say yes. But I think the whole point of this is just to keep the, you know, perception that I can keep her safe by walking into the car, and it's more romantic. I guess, but...
It's just adamant about saying no. I think, like, being respectful of the fact that she said no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it could be kind of crazy, too. Let's say the date didn't go well, but the guy says, well, let me walk you to your car.
No, thank you.
Right. Let's go. Where did you park?
It's okay. You can go home. You can walk to your car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to text you that I'm home safe, and I'm not going to text you that I want to see you on a next date.
Yeah, it was a bad date, and he was like, text me when you get home. Let me walk you to your car.
Block.
And all that. Yeah.
Delete.
Block. Unmatch. So that was one article about chivalry. The other one is 23 Acts of Chivalry That Men Need to Bring Back by Sophie Martin. And we'll go over the highlights here. We've talked about a few of them already. But the first thing here is probably the first thing that everyone thinks about. Holding the door open for somebody.
Yes.
Yeah. So as a man, if you're on a date, if there's a handle, pull that handle.
You know, Zorik, you always do a wonderful job of opening the door for me.
I try.
Yeah,
I
try. Do. I walk really fast sometimes. My little legs, like, I'm taking 3 steps, y'all are taking 1, but somehow you're able to get to that door before me.
I'm Superman.
I don't know if you're just, like, running after me and I don't even notice it.
I am. I'm, like, Stretch Armstrong with my arm just, like, awkwardly reaching around you to open that door. But I got that door open, and you're going to walk through, and I'm going to be chivalrous.
It's going to be amazing.
Bam.
Everyone, just a reminder, Zorik is single.
I am, and ready to mingle.
Yes.
Hey. Okay. Enough about me or you. There's a few good ones, old school ones that you see on movies, like sharing your umbrella,
sharing your coat,
mm-hmm. complimenting, like saying, "Hey, Emma, your eyelashes look fantastic. They're so amazing, Emma. I can't.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Where did you get your eyelashes from,
Emma?" Oh, I got them done.
Yeah.
At this place.
And called
they're just,
Lash.
They're just there. They're just there.
Well, compliments are always good. this is kind of different. Leaving little notes for her to find. This is probably a third or fourth date. This is not a
third or fourth date, or if you guys are hanging out at each other's apartments.
Yeah, yeah. This is one telltale sign about how someone treats somebody by how they treat the waiter.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, yes.
And if your date, Emma, treats the waiter rude, he's like always, you know, just demanding things. Mm-mm. And he's just treating this waiter or waitress like whatever, like bad. How would you feel in that date? How would you feel as he's treating that waitress or waiter bad?
Very horribly. Mm-hmm. I've also had lots of friends who were servers while we were growing up. And so just... people are so mean to servers and it makes me so angry. And so it's like, be nice to these people, like, you know, like, and so I would probably be like apologizing, like, sorry when my date wasn't looking, maybe like pretending to go to the restaurant, but really be like, oh my gosh, I am so sorry. Like, oh, isn't he like, I know he's being horribly rude. Like he's just a date. Like, I just met him. I don't know what to do.
But he's so amazing. Other than that, I love him. I'll text him when I get home.
Right. It's a deal breaker for me.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good. And so men out there, treat everyone, you know, with courtesy. It doesn't matter who it is, especially on a date. I mean, this is your date is looking at every move you make.
Oh, like, yeah.
Holding the door open, treating somebody nice. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter who it is. Mm-mm. So, guys, be respectful of the wait staff.
A lot of the rest of the ones that we're going to be talking about, like, can also be like if you've been dating someone more consistently or possibly in a relationship with them.
Yeah. One here is call when you're going to say you're going to call. So it's just following through. If you say, hey, I'll call you tonight at 9 o'clock after I get off of my yoga class, then call the person.
Yeah.
Or if you can't make it, then just say, I can't call you today, but I'll call you tomorrow.
Right. You know, it's just the gesture of the fact that you're calling. It makes a big difference.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. Okay. I think these were good, Emma. These were pretty good tips and tricks and chivalrous things that we all should do. I want to know, Emma, what were the highlights for you?
Just a reminder that, you know, chivalry has changed into like what our culture is now. And so if you have expectations of what chivalry should be, definitely talking about those.
That's a good point.
As you're getting to know each other.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Because if you're a guy and one of the things that you like to do is you constantly like to open the door, and even if it's the car door while she's in the car with you because, you know, you guys are, I don't know, driving somewhere, right? And that's like something that you want to do. I think it's kind of like letting her know, like, hey, this is something that I do. I grew up doing this. I feel comfortable with this. Like, how do you feel about that? And then, you know, kind of talking about it with the other person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let it evolve.
What are some do's that men should, you know, do whenever they're on a date with you? Like a door, like what else?
Door, compliment me, ask me if you can order my drink or my meal.
You sound so needy. Oh my god. men, get your pen and pad out because she has more. No.
I'm gonna stop now because you're being rude.
Okay.
I'm giving him the death stare, just so y'all know.
Oh my gosh. All right.
I thought this was like what we were supposed to share.
Yeah.
But I'm also willing to do things too.
Oh, okay.
I just want to know what they are.
Yeah. You know, I have a friend. She's a female that will not get out of a car unless the man opens the door.
Man, I'm gonna start doing that.
No. Literally, she will just sit there and just. I'm like, what is she doing? But it's either a friend or a date. It doesn't matter.
I'm gonna start doing that.
Yeah. But what she also does is she'll open the man's door as he's walking back around to the driver's
side.
See,
isn't that nice? She'll push
the door open, which is really thoughtful and surprising. Like, oh my gosh, no one's ever done this for me. So,
give and receive.
Just a hint out there. for me, everyone, fellas, eye contact.
Yes.
Is one thing. Respect the person with eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
Say just excuse me, thanks, please. Just the normal things you would say to be polite to somebody. And if there's a handle, grab it. And that's all I have.
Cool.
All right. Okay, so that's all we have for today. I hope you and everyone out there learned about chivalry. If you have any questions, comments, or show topics you'd like to discuss, for us to discuss, you can drop us a note at hello@DadePodcast or on @DadePodcast on Twitter and Instagram. All right. Bye.